This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always say stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
It's always exciting when a bad plan goes good, huh? Or good plan goes bad, or I don't know, something like that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being involved. There's a lot going on, you have to admit. There's a lot going on in the news. And, it kind of throws you. I haven't had this kind of thing happen to me for so long. We used to call them Mondays, where you go hitting switches and nothing happens. You know, nothing looks you back in the face. Nothing responds to you. Hey, head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Fun book. I think it's a fun book to read. It's a little back there. I actually released it when President Trump got elected. But there's a lot of stuff in there that still pertains to today. We got coffee mugs, T-shirts. Okay, you know, I feel like a, what do they call them, carnival barker? Yep. Right? Hey, who asked? Anyway, Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the first break. I always, always, always enjoy when he's on with us. And I know you do, too, because I get emails asking me about him, asking me if he's going to be on. And he's across the pond, so we try to bring him in early, but there is no early across the pond. You already know that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I got to tell you, it's the president today. I'm going to do this a little later. I wasn't going to do this now. I was going to do this a little later. The president, another person has come out of the woodwork, right, to say that the president molested her or sexually assaulted her back in the 90s, early 90s. And I want to know where she's been all this time. I know. Every time I ask that question, you get some of these nuts, they go crazy. And they come in and they say, oh, you're shaming, victim shaming, I think they call it. You should go see what Mrs. Clinton did when the women came forward on her husband, Mr. Clinton. I just can't call him President Clinton. I mean, he turned that place almost into a brothel, you know, his own little sex parlor, if you want to put it that way. The Archdiocese has pulled a Catholic label from a Jesuit school for refusing to fire teachers in same-sex marriages. Now, the thing I love about this, is there's people that are outraged that the Catholic Church would do this. Has it gotten to the point, before I get into the story, is now it got to the point where it doesn't matter anymore? It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter when you join the club. It really doesn't matter what the club believes either. I mean, it's a Catholic school. Catholic dogma. Catholic scriptures. Did they not know that when they joined? Did they not know that when they signed up for employment? If you would, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. An Indianapolis Jesuit high school, the Jesuits are pretty tough guys usually, is standing by a teacher who the Archdiocese of Indianapolis said should not be rehired after the employee's same-sex marriage became public. As a result, the Archdiocese will prohibit the Jesuit Preparatory School from calling itself Catholic. Now, some people, again, should religious organizations, certain religious schools or what have you, should they not live by, hold up their faith, their principles? Now, the school, I love this one. The school is going to appeal the decision. Now, according to a statement from Brian Paulson, he's with the provincial of the USA Midwest Province Jesuits. School leaders learned in the summer of 2017 that a teacher at the Jesuit Preparatory School had entered a civil marriage with someone of the same gender. The marriage became known via social media. Who said that? Father Paulson, who runs the establishment, said that the archdiocese then orally requested that the school not renew the teacher's contract. The school decided not to honor that request, as the teacher in question does not teach religion, and is a longtime valued employee of the school. Now, Father Paulson said that the school disagreed with the archdiocese and that it decided not to honor the archdiocese's request. And because they considered it interference in employment by the archdiocese. No. See, if you veer off course, if you're not living up to the promises that you made, the procedures that you signed up to, then the archdiocese has a right to step in, stand up, and say something. I recognize this request by the Archbishop Charles Thompson to be his prudential judgment of the application of canon law. It's not his judgment. Catholicism does teach those things. Catholicism does teach that same-sex marriage is not in God's word. You know what I'm saying? I disagree with the necessity of and prudence of this decision. This is a disagreement between two church leaders of goodwill. No, it's not. It's one church leader telling another, look, it's kind of like your brother in Christ or for Christians. Now, you have a brother that's committing adultery, right? And you go and you say, look, dude, I can't work with you anymore if you're going to have a girlfriend and a wife. This is wrong. You know this is wrong. This is not a disagreement between two people. This is what God's word says. You know, one wife, one relationship with one woman, one wife. David Gibb joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Seriously. You know what? Let's just bring him in. All right. The one you all have been waiting for. Y'all. Jesus, this is not a southern show. The one you all have been waiting for. Xander Gibbs joins me as he does every week. Love to kick off the weekend with him and get his perspective on the craziness that's going on out there. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's a pleasure, y'all.
Young. Oh, God. Yeah, the one thing about the South, I know you have the same thing in England, though, right? There's different areas that the accent changes quite a bit going from one area
to
another.
Yeah, regionally, from the top of the UK to the bottom of the UK. Like, the top of the UK is like Scotland, and they've got this kind of deep, kind of, you can't understand a lot of Scottish people when they talk Bath, But then when you go down to the south coast, it's kind of like, it's like farm country. You know, they speak like that. It's like our southern, like south in America. It's like, do you know what I mean?
I got one. I know you do accents. I only have one Scottish accent, and I can only do it one way. You ready for this?
I know what it's going to be.
Okay, I can't beam you up, Captain, but maybe I can throw you a rope.
How did I know? Why is it that any American you ask them right to do a Scottish accent, they've always got to be Scotty from Star Trek. I can't beam you up. There's a problem with the transporter, Captain.
Because he's the only Scotman. He's the only Scotsman we know.
I guess.
Well, okay, but what's his name from 007? Wasn't he? Isn't one of them a Scotsman?
James Bond. What's his name? Sean Connery.
Was it Sean Connery? Yeah.
Let me undo that bow and get to know you a bit better, Miss Moneypenny.
Oh God! All right. Speaking of assault.
Yes. Great segue there.
You like that? All right, so apparently a longtime advice columnist accuses Trump of sexual assault in the 90s. And now here's the key. In the 90s, okay? And this is great because now this is a reason for Trump not to run for president. He should resign. I mean, this is terrible. What he's done to women is just terrible. And yet Billy Bob Clinton, had a baker's dozen when it came to, even more than that, actually, of women that he sexually assaulted. And who Mrs. Clinton called what? They were just what'd she call them? Gold diggers and all kinds of other names. Let me see. Find out that women are trash. Yeah, she called them trash. Who's gonna believe them? They're trash. But that's okay.
But I think you're forgetting, there are rules for the liberals and there are rules for rest of us.
You're right.
And if liberals commit felonies, it's absolutely okay because they come under the banner of liberalism, where anything can be excused or explained away. But the concern is, haven't we learned from what happened with Kavanaugh? You know, this woman from said he was at a party and did this like 25 years ago, and she can't even remember if she was there or she was drunk or if her name was even Christine back then.
Right.
So I think it's a bit dangerous. I mean, don't we need to have now in the United States, not just a state level, but like a national level, the phrase is lost me now, term limits. What's it called? My brain just died. when someone commits an offense, there's a period of to prosecute them ends after.
I'm lost.
Right.
I can't think of a word either.
Okay.
It's Friday. What do you want? The brain's not working anymore. Go ahead.
No, it just the phrase escapes me. So if you committed a crime 20 years ago and you can't prove it.
Right.
Oh, statute of limitations. There you go.
That was right there. You're right. The minute you started it, I knew what you were talking about. Glad that we're both back, backdoor geniuses or something. Whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. the phrase just escaped me. But we need to have, on a federal level, a statute of limitations because we're seeing that the left is continually using this to try and prevent the right from, coming into office. And they did the same with Kavanaugh. And if people are going to be stupid enough to believe this about Trump, I want to see some evidence then. If you're saying that this happened, let's see some evidence. Not you, but whoever accused you.
So ready? It's kind of risque, so put your finger in your kids' ears. But she talks about how he somehow met up with her at a department store, talked her into looking at some lingerie for his girlfriend or something like that. They both ended up in a dressing room with the door closed. I'm sure he forced all that on her. She said the next moment she was still wearing correct business attire. He opened his overcoat, unzipped his pants, forced his fingers around her private areas, thrusted himself either halfway or completely up. She doesn't remember. She's not certain. Eventually, she was able to get her knee up high enough to push him off and get out of there. I'm thinking, okay, so with all of this said, should there be a department store manager or somebody that remembers that from way back? I mean, she shouldn't have a problem maybe getting a witness. I don't know. With all that noise and all that stuff.
I mean, maybe they save the tape. Maybe, you know, maybe there's the video.
That's right, too, right? Maybe this tape, I mean, what was it, 70s, 80s, whatever? I mean, whatever it was. Oh, 90s, I'm sorry. Yeah, they sure they had tape in the 90s. You should at least have some kind of proof that he went in and you know, went out of the dressing room or what have you, right?
I just think the concern is that what this means is that anybody can make accusations about anyone. You, me, whoever, right. You know?
Yeah, that's
not
that's
Tammy, though.
Yeah, that's
definitely
the scary
not
part,
Tammy.
Too. And, you know, he's been through some cycles. He's been through some things. Why is this the first time it's been brought up? You know, that kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, she's writing a book. Okay, that says it all. It's in her book.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my God.
The cash register is ding, ding, you know.
I can't stand it anymore. It gets to the point where you're sitting here and you're going, you know, what the heck? Why didn't you come out with this before? That's number one.
Yes.
Right? If this is truly an egregious thing, what are you waiting for?
Yeah. But the other side of this for me, Joe, is why does the law, you know, why didn't Christine Blasey Ford or whatever her name is, why was she not prosecuted? Because the concern is that if you're accusing somebody of something, whether they've done it or not, and you can't prove it, you know, the damage to their reputation is already done. Why is the law not cracking down on these people who make accusations? I mean, I know it happens, but on a very small level. I mean, you've got to be pretty messed up to be accusing people of that kind of thing from 20 years ago.
Yeah. They say if you put somebody like her, you take her to court, you take her, do whatever, it's going to stop women from coming up and saying that this stuff happened. I don't believe that for a minute. I think it's going to force you to stop because you ruin, you know, let's do this after the break about ruining these young people's lives over stuff like this. We'll be back in a minute. Xander's going nowhere.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Texas will be deploying more than 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, which is meant to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with its border security efforts. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has a message for Congress.
Congress is a group of reprobates for not addressing a crisis on our border. And we're not going to stand idly by and endanger the lives and safety of the state of Texas because Congress is refusing to do its job.
On Friday, in a Boston federal court, the 14th parent pled guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Why don't we just bring him back? You enjoy him as much as I do. You know you do. Okay, we're back at it. I want to keep the momentum rolling. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me and his insight on things. We're talking about now the latest person to come up and accuse Trump of sexual assault. I say latest because the papers are going to make a big deal out of the fact, well, what is this, number 21 or 22 or whatever. Boy, she came forward, Xander, because she didn't want anybody else to be hurt. She wanted people to know what this bad man was, and she decided that the best way to get it out was to put it in her new book. Interesting.
Yeah. So where is the profits from the book going? Is she giving them to some rape charity, or is it going into her pocketbook?
Yeah, that's another thing. So people are clear. We're not disparaging, you know, if somebody has done this kind of thing, they need to be held accountable for it, you know, and you know, just like Billy Bob Clinton, you know, these people need to be held accountable.
Absolutely.
For things, you know. But you can't, you know, all of a sudden you've got people coming out now accusing Joe Biden. I'm not a Joe Biden fan. I'm not a Democrat, but how about you stop the accusations?
You're not?
You go to the police department, wherever you have to go to. You shut your mouth from a standpoint of putting it out everywhere. Let them investigate. If it's real, if it's true and it happened, nail his butt to the wall. But if you go public with it and you find out it's a lie and it's not true, you should be nailed to the wall, right?
Yeah, I agree. And I think the concern is that, you know, isn't there like a liable, like a slander / liable issue with all of this? Or does it mean that I can go to the media tomorrow and say Nancy Pelosi, you know, touched me inappropriately, you know, 20 years ago, and even with no proof, say it just because we were in the same place? Or is it only for liberals to do it to Republicans? Because it seems to me to be very political in origin. It's not really about, you know, I hate to use the word reparations, but, you know, it's not about that. It's about damaging someone's political possibilities and kind of trying to make them look bad for something that you can't even prove. Because I said this all along, you know, if the president during his term of office has done things that are illegal, then he needs to be brought to test for them, and I would be all for that, even though I support the Donald 250%. But don't come and tell me about something you're supposed to have done 20 years ago that you assert, because I can't give that very much credence.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think at this point in time, we need to hold them to a high standard, especially with how dirty. I mean, we thought you and I thought politics was dirty a while back, right? This is like nothing. This is something out of one of those really deep, dark movies. And you're looking at this and you're saying to yourself, how deep will they go? How much of that? You know what I'm saying? How far will they go to hang someone? If you look at Kavanaugh, there are no limits, are there?
No, because you just dropped into my mind. Then what about your friend, our friend, even? Buttigieg, you know, the Italian stallion. What about, you know, some gay guy comes out and says that he's been assaulted by him? You know, how are the media going to react? They're going to say, oh, no, he's a poor victim of you know, wrongful assertions. And because he's a member of the LGBTQ, A, B, C, D, F, G community, it's definitely not possible that he did it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sure that would be the response.
Yeah, I love, and you know, by the way, you know that Buttigieg, he that's as hard as Smith at times.
Buttigieg,
is that like butter cheeks or something like that?
But don't go there. Moving swiftly.
Yeah, moving swiftly along. No, did you hear what he was at an event and he said, you know, I'm sure I wouldn't be the only gay president. I'm sure there's been plenty before me. And I'm thinking, what does that buy you? I just got to ask the question. It's like one of the what's her name, Rachel Dolezal. Did you hear she came out as bisexual recently?
Yeah.
So that I don't even know.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. So she's transracial, trans bisexual, or because I just want to be politically correct now because I don't want to be
shut down
for not getting it right.
How about the human known as Rachel? How about that? Why don't we just leave it at that? I mean, seriously, this is how crazy it gets after a while, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God bless America. So, did you watch the Donald? I can call him the Donald now too because he's friends of mine. Did you watch the Donald speech on Monday night?
Yes, I did. But I watched it on Tuesday though because it was quite late for me
in the
UK.
That's true. Too.
I know that. Go ahead.
No, I want your thoughts. I said I want your thoughts on it.
I know Piers Morgan has said after listening to that that you know it's going to be a cinch for the Donald in 2020 to win. But I don't like that concept, because what that does is it encourages people to stay at home and not go and vote and not do, you know, we have to make this, we have to do even more this time. And you know how much work you and I put into the Trump campaign for 2016. So it's going to need to be even more than that. But, you know, I'm in a different place now with the Donald than I was back then, because he's more than proven himself,
right.
And the moment for me that it became right to support him was when he won the nomination, and from that point on, I kind of gave him my all, really, support wise. But I think he's a very gifted motivator, and I think that he actually. I feel like he really cares. I feel like he's sincere. And that on Monday night was a further example of that, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and you were a late person on the train, weren't you?
I totally was. I was a never Trumper.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to say that. Because like a lot of people, I had been sold a bill of goods with regards to what this guy was like from his TV persona, and let's face it, this is only testament to how good he was at being, you know, the guy that sat in the chair and said, you're fired, you know? But when I saw beyond that and saw that what was just a character, I got on that train and, you know, I was up there, you know, fueling that train.
Well, when you look at his actions as opposed to what people say he did and or didn't do, right? The actions, as we've all heard as children, speak way louder than words, especially in his case, because
yeah.
he does he may not say it the right way. It may come out all wrong, and yet he still is in there helping out, pushing forward, trying to make things happen. And when you know, I realized that Monday night he was, for all intents and purposes, he's preaching to the choir. I got that.
Right.
But somebody had said, and I'm starting to agree with them, that basically what he was doing was telling the base, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not giving up, and I'm going to keep fighting for you. And I need you to keep fighting for me. And I think if you wrap the whole thing up, I kind of think that's where he was going with the message. I don't know. You think I'm off?
Right. Yeah, I kind of think that, or America's in a very precarious situation.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Agreed.
And if we, oh, for sure, and if we don't get another term of Trump, we're doomed. If Hillary had won over Trump this time, I kind of don't think we would be in the position we are right now within the United States, because we would still be, we would be posturing to every other country that was out there, even worse than Obama.
Right.
You know, anything that could financially assist the Clintons or the Clinton Foundation, whether it was beneficial to America or not, would be happening now in the United States. And I thank God for Trump. I'm not being flippant saying that.
No. I hear you. Okay, we got to go for, well, you know how this works. We got to go for a quick break. And you know, when we come back, there are so many topics that I want to get to, I want to hit at. And when it comes to President Trump, these guys don't give up at all on him. You know what I'm saying? It's just really, anyway, we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. Zane and I are going to get a quick cup of coffee. We'll be right back. You know, it's really funny when Xander being in England, and if you don't know that, then you haven't been paying attention. So Xander's in England, and the information they get, what they're seeing on the news, it's mostly negative Trump. And it's just amazing, because when he actually looks for the news himself, or he and I talk during the week, he'll tell me what they're getting there. And we remember, I don't know if he wants us to give his name out, the fellow from Australia. See, he was getting the same thing. So in other parts of the world, the news is doing the same thing the news is doing here, which is why we have to protect him, why we have to get behind him. Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get back at it. Always love when Dan is with us. Xander Gibb is with us, and he's with us every week. And Xander, I really do appreciate the time you spent with me. Love kicking off the weekend with you, with all these crazy stories from the week. I mean, man... Nancy, how do you do it? I can't do it. Nancy Pelosi's at it again.
Nancy Pelosi.
There you go. Nancy, you know, what is this? You want politicians to have the power to decide what people can post on social media with your cute little rainbow necklace thing there on, whatever.
Yes, what is this Second Amendment thing you were talking about? I mean, it really doesn't, you know, freedom of speech. What is that? You can't have that. That people have an opinion, and if it's different to the Democrats, it's just not appropriate, Russell Sprouts.
Yeah, I that sent chills. I want you to think about that. Think about the fight that these people have had over the last 8 years to speak of, and maybe even longer, trying to squelch freedom of speech, trying to do what they could to keep freedom of speech reigning. And now, because she can't seem to squelch that, and the Supreme Court has even opened up the doors to say, no. You don't get free speech areas on the campus. All campus is a free speech area. Now she's turning around going, maybe I can get with the Zuck. And let's figure out what we can do about making it so that we decide what they can put on social media and what they can't.
Wait, I thought they were already doing that. Aren't they giving enough money to Twitter and Facebook? You know, I saw a thing on today, earlier today, that Twitter now will not let you liken anything to a concentration camp.
Wow. Well, not even AOC?
No. That's why they've done it, because they want to protect, you know, the almighty... Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Just can't stand it. Every time she goes up to the mic, I actually get excited because I know I got a good hour when she's done. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
because she messes up every time, doesn't she?
She does. She then she won't even apologize for getting it wrong, and she tries, you know, the whole thing with the concentration camp and all of that. Right? What are you talking about? Seriously. So the people in the concentration camps, they went there willingly, right? I mean, they were. Here in this country, the concentration camps that we had for the Japanese, for the Italians, for the Germans. People forgot about that. And it was the illustrious, beloved, Franklin Roosevelt, right? He put them in there. The Democrat God. It's just amazing.
But Joe, you know, we need to get this on a t-shirt for you. It's okay because they're liberals. It's different.
That's what you get. Get a t-shirt that says, back off, it's okay, I'm a lib.
Yeah, exactly. But I kind of think the concern is that I think these people are they're dangerous, but they're deflections. The thing is that when we're talking about the crazy stuff that AOC, Tlaib, and what's the other one called, Ilhan, I married my brother Omar, you know, the things that they do and say, they're to deflect us from the things that the Democrats are trying to bring in, kind of behind our back. Which is even more concerning for me. I mean, I think those three should be gone right away, without a doubt. You know, if Republican senators, et cetera, made the same commentary that they've made, they would be calling for blood on the left.
Yeah, well, I look at this stuff, and I want to take it all. I don't trust any of them anymore. I really don't.
No.
And I'm trusting even less and less on our side as well. Hey, let's talk a little bit, since everybody else is talking about it, right? There's some kind of pride thing going on in this country this month that everybody feels like. And again, it's people are going to say I'm taking a swipe at the gay community. I'm not taking a swipe at the gay community. I just don't understand of all the things that we have going on, all the groups we have going on, all the things that we could be standing up for. It seems like when it comes to Gay Pride Month, everything has to stop. Everybody has to fly the right flag, use the right words, and allow the right. It's just amazing to me. And yet, I'm going to add something to that. And yet, a lot of these young people who are for Gay Pride Month, they poo-poo, they come out against Israel, they come out against the Jews, and yet Tel Aviv had the largest Gay Pride parade in the Middle East of over 250,000 people. It's just amazing to me.
Well, I mean, it's a shame, but I have to come back to the brainwashing thing because, you know, in the LGBTQ, ABCDFG community, they're told what to think. You know, the left are vehemently protective of gay people, but, you know, I'm gay. And when I lived in America, they didn't want to protect me because I'm not a liberal. So how can you say you want to protect the community if you only want to protect certain echelons of that community? But the gay pride thing has gone mad. You know, one of my friends was telling me this week that, you know, every high street, you know, everywhere they go in New York, they have the pride flag and even the bank.
Yeah.
Whilst that's okay, but do we need to be so saturated with it every year? And it's because the LGBTQ leadership is so commercially driven. And all of these companies, clearly, when you're a business, if you're gay,
I don't want to give my business to a company because they say, hey, you know, we support you because you're gay. I want to give my business for the best product or the best service.
That's right.
Regardless of who they support. Yeah. To a point.
Right. Well, isn't it interesting that the group that fought for and wants inclusivity is the first to be exclusive? And what I mean by that is I sent you that clip of the guy that was at the Gay Pride Parade in L.A., and I got to tell you, he did a great job. He set them up big time. And so he went around and talking with them, and they were talking about inclusivity. We love everybody. We want everybody involved. We want, you know, what I'm saying? They go through all this stuff. And then he says, well, listen, you know, Trump's not so bad. And he didn't even finish the sentence. And these people were jumping all, you know, F Trump this and F Trump that. And he's going, oh, now, wait a minute. And if you watch that video all the way through, he does turn some minds who don't listen to anything but the news
right.
coming from their own group. But back to, not very inclusive, were they, in that video?
No, absolutely not. I think part of the problem is, you know, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, is that they're kind of brainwashed into thinking certain things. And one of those things is that, you know, Trump is a bad orange man. And even though, you know, President Trump, you know, the Donald is doing worldwide initiatives to protect the gay people.
I know.
So how can, if you're homophobic, why would you do that? If you hated gay people, you would surely be putting together initiatives to make sure that people were killed for being gay. So where's the logic in all of this? And I have to say, if I thought that President Trump and his administration were anti-gay in any way, shape, or form, I couldn't support them.
No.
Even though I'm not kind of very active in the gay community, you don't want someone that's working against you. And let's face it, Barack Obama used the gay community and politicized the gay community with gay marriage and caused such division. Yes, I want everyone to have the same right, but I can't subscribe to gay marriage because for me, as a Christian, which I am before I am anything else, you know, marriage is between, you know, a man and a woman. And if you want to have your relationship blessed or any of those things, go ahead and do it. But please don't call it marriage because that's not what the Bible teaches. Sorry. See, I said it, Joe. They can send their hate
now
to me.
Well, like I said, well, see, I must have paid you a lot of money to say that. But I got one more for you that'll send you right through the roof here, okay? Somebody sent me the story, and I thought it was great. Apparently, if I don't, or if what used to be referred, I don't even know what they refer, cisgen, I guess, or straight man. If we refuse to date transgenders, apparently, now what that does is it plays with their psyche, and it dehumanizes them. And we need to rethink our dating habits. And I'm thinking to myself, now, first you told me that I couldn't tell you who to love. Now you're telling me who I have to love.
Right.
Tell me that isn't turned around.
Well, I thought about this a lot the other day, Joe, because I saw these stories. And so for me as a gay man, if I met someone that used to be a woman that didn't have breasts, but didn't have certain things down below, I could not have a relationship with them, a functioning relationship, because effectively they're just a woman without breasts. And that's with the greatest of respect. So why as a gay man should I be forced to have a relationship with a woman just to be politically correct, even though she has no breasts?
But
that's exactly the same as what they're saying about straight men.
Wait a minute. So now if I don't want to have a relationship with somebody with red hair, does that make me something else? Or, man, I don't like tall redheads, all right? So what am I then? Am I a...
You're a gingerphobe.
There you go. Right. There you go. Bingo. Right? So it's getting worse. And it's kind of like, all right, you guys want us to accept and acknowledge, but you're not willing to do the same. Look, we are. I love these conversations with you, by the way, because you're so. I love the way we're able to openly talk about this. Other people are having heart attacks right now, which also gives me a warm fuzzy. Anyway, tell people how to find you.
ZanderKibbs.com, and obviously here every Friday.
Always a pleasure to have Xander with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to go further into that transgender stigma where if you're not willing to date a transgender, then you're dehumanizing them. Really? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.